You guys, I have a couch. I told you last episode that I'd update you on what furniture items I got, and I got a couch. I got it from Leon's, and they had a sale, so it was within my budget. It's super cute. I had to get the maintenance man in my building to help put it together because I did need some assistance. I didn't think I'd be putting the entire couch together. It kind of came in pieces, but you know what? He helped me out. It was perfect. And then I got a coffee table. I had to build that. I got a side table from IKEA. I also had to build that. I really dislike building furniture, and I've had to build a lot this weekend. But you know what? Things are looking pretty good in the living room. Home is starting to feel like very cozy and peaceful, and I love it. Anyway, thank you for joining me for another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. As always, it is such a treat to have you here back for another moment of connection with me. I always appreciate and love our time together. It means so much to me that you tune in every single week and we get to hang out during however long this episode will be, but it's such a fun and special time. So really, really means a lot to me. First of all, happy fall. I can't believe that we are in fall already. I mean, the time is just going by so fast. I don't know if that's because we're aging, and I hear that as you get older, it kind of just all flows together and it goes so much faster. But when you're listening to this, it will be halfway through September already, which is insane. But I figured this was a perfect episode to get into today, seeing as that we're about to approach fall. Because, you know, as the leaves are turning different colors and the air gets crisper as you're walking outside to your car or to work or wherever it is, this episode is all about shifting our mindset, and I don't really want us to mourn summer as much as I feel like we do, because it is coming to an end, and I really wanted this episode to be about fully embracing fall as this new beginning that we can become excited about. I know I did an episode previously about how to make the most of summer for your last month in August, and I feel like a lot of people, I feel as though the consensus this year was that summer was so much fun. I feel like people were saying yes to so many things. It was a very summer of outside. Everyone was feeling great, at least the people around me. And it was truly a magical and fun summer. And I really wanted to carry that mindset, that frame of mind, into fall. And so I want to talk about why fall deserves just as much excitement as summer, in hopes that selfishly, this is an episode for me to help me shift my mindset as well, because when the rain does come, as fall begins to settle in Vancouver, we're approaching a lot more rain. For the next 6 months, we'll have a lot of cloud coverage and rain, and I normally get, you know, seasonal depression or upset about the fact that it's pouring rain, but this year I really wanted, or at least this new season, I really want to shift my mindset to think about it as just another beautiful day, just with different weather. And that doesn't mean that my activities are any less limited because of the weather, and that I can create a better mindset, a more positive mindset for myself, despite the weather. And I know a lot of people get excited about fall. I really, really love fall as well. Fall, you know, has pumpkin spice, and it means Halloween is coming up. And those are really amazing things that a lot of us get to look forward to every single year. And I know people prefer a little bit of cooler weather as opposed to really, really hot summer. But also for many of us, fall has always felt like a reset. And, you know, growing up with school, it starts in the fall when you're done summer. You know, you're off summer break and a new school year sets in the fall. And then a lot of your extracurricular activities usually start in the fall as well. And so normally I have always looked at fall as a personal new year for me, where it's this fresh start full of promise. And as I mentioned earlier in the episode, time is flying by so fast. And as we get older, the seasons kind of blend together, especially if you're not in school anymore, or you know, you're not working a seasonal job, it can be really easy to slip into a routine, which I feel because I am in a very set routine every single day, and every day is pretty much very similar to one another. At least my weeks are very similar, and then my weekends are similar unless I have extra things planned. But by being in this routine, which is great, before we know it, time begins to come away from us and the leaves fall and then the rain comes, especially in Vancouver. And so then we begin to brace ourselves for what winter has in store for us. And then if you're living in a place where there is a lot of snow like Calgary, that's just another thing to think about of, oh, we're that much closer to winter. And I really, really want to keep this summer energy going into fall and even winter if we can, because as I said, I feel like this past summer has felt like such a turning point. We were embracing spontaneity more. We were, I feel, connecting more socially. And then we are also soaking up all of the joy that this particular season brings. And so why do we have to stop that? Why can't that momentum keep coming? Because as I also mentioned in my summer episode, is that fun is a mindset and it's a choice we choose to make every single day. And if we choose to have fun and we choose to spend our time doing things that uplift us and bring us joy and make us feel alive, then we can have a beautiful fall. So I really want to carry that energy into the fall by reframing how we see the fall. And so instead of dreading a shorter day or rainy weather, if you live here, we should bring back the romanticizing. We should bring back all of those little things that make fall extra special, such as seeing your favorite seasonal fruit at the grocery store. I don't know about you guys, but my personal favorite apple is the Macintosh apple. I do love Granny Smith, so that's a close second, but Granny Smiths are year-round, you know, you can always find those. But Macintosh only comes in the fall and beginning of winter. There's a really short period of time where they show up. And I remember last weekend I was grocery shopping and I didn't really think about that type of apple just because, you know, summer, I never see it in summer. And I saw them on the shelf in a huge bag and I was like, no way. I texted my mom. I was so excited. I was like, Mom, I found my favorite apples at the grocery store. And she responded back something saying like, LOL, the little things. But it is true. So fall brings, you know, seeing your seasonal favorite fruit at the store. It also means that you get to pull on cozy sweaters and Uggs for going to a coffee shop to visit friends. I love sweater weather. It's my favorite time. I don't love to be overly hot and I don't love to be overly cold. And so being cozy just in a sweatsuit is just so relaxing to me and just screams what fall is about. And fall is also about admiring the changing of the leaves and golden sunsets. I feel like we have beautiful sunsets in the fall that we don't necessarily get to see year round. Fall also means that we can decorate for Halloween or planning Thanksgiving dinners or Friendsgiving dinners. And that's just, again, such a moment of connection that we get to have with our people that is just that much more special. And fall also, we can romanticize by curling up with a good book as the rain trickles down your window. I love an excuse to stay inside. And I feel like in the summer, you kind of feel guilty if you don't go outside because you're not taking advantage of the warm weather. But fall is a perfect opportunity to read that book that you really want to read during the day when you're done all of your chores, or you just want to relax and curl up on the couch and you won't feel guilty at the fact that you're not outside doing an activity because it's so beautiful out. But you can actually just stay in, drink your cup of tea while you read a book or watch a movie, and again, just admire how nice it is to be cozy inside while it's raining outside, or as it, you know, is just colder and not as bright, I guess I could say. We're going to shout out Tinks as per usual in this episode today, because one of her recent episodes was, it was literally called F It We Ball Fall, or no, was it Phone Free Fall? Okay. Anyway, regardless, she talked about both of those in this episode, and she has this mantra called F It We Ball Fall. Obviously, I'm not swearing right now, but it's the full word. but it basically, to her, it means saying yes to more things, just like we did in the summer. where we can try new things, we can be bold. And then she also added an additional mantra of like a phone-free fall that we can maybe gravitate towards to cultivate deeper, more meaningful connections with one another. And we don't have to be necessarily glued to our phones all the time. So I loved the episode. It was just another good reminder of let's keep this energy up from summer and bring it into fall. How can we bring that mindset into the fall? How can we bring F it, we ball fall, or just saying yes, or just knowing that this is a beautiful season we can embrace? And how can we romanticize it? I think that taking your morning walks while the grass is still dewy, just to be able to smell that fresh air, is gorgeous. And even Nat pointed out, we were on a FaceTime call this morning, and she was on a walk at this time, and I was meal prepping, and it was sunny in Calgary as per usual. I love it. But it's pouring rain here. And she was like, you know, that just means that the oxygen will be better and that there's no forest fires right now because you have a bunch of rain. And so the air is fresher. And I love it. And it's so true. I actually love the smell when I walk out to walk to work, where it's still dewy. My hair does not love the condensation or the moisture, but I love smelling it. I love that fresh feeling, that fresh air. How else can we embrace it? How can we bring this mindset into fall? We can visit our local farmers markets and support small vendors. I know that they have that in the fall. And if there's a neighborhood near you where they do have little pop-ups, just go to it. And I know that they have them in the summer too, but keep going in the fall. It just is another fun activity you can do with your friends or your partner on a Sunday as an activity to go get fresh fruit and fresh produce. It's so much fun. But you can also watch your spooky, scary movies if you enjoy those types of movies. And you can also indulge in your comfort foods as you do that. I love that about being cozy and being in fall. And to, you know, add on to that, you can try different fall baking recipes. So you can make apple pie, you can make pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie. It's one of my favorite pies. And I love that it's all about fall when you get to bring in the pumpkin. But you can make muffins, you can make apple fritters, any of those like fall staples. Add some cinnamon in there, just the different spices. All of that just screams fall. And so why not do stuff like that? And even though it's fall, you can still say yes to spontaneous plans or dinner parties or even weekend adventures, because there are so many things to do in the fall as well. It's not, your activities aren't just limited to summer. And this is another idea that I just thought about recently, because on Friday night, I went to IKEA and a few other furniture stores with my friend Shay and two of her other friends. And I don't know why we were playing a throwback CD. I can't remember the name of the CD right now, but it's where they mesh like all of these songs together. So it's kind of like a DJ track set. So it blends into the next song. Anyway, it was just throwback songs. And then we ended up playing a few more throwback songs. We were singing Grenade by Bruno Mars. We were singing Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. And the windows were rolled down and we were just yelling these songs. And it was so much fun and brought me back to such a fun place in my childhood of listening to 2010, 2012, 2013 throwbacks. I feel like that was such a pivotal year in pop culture and music history, that there was just such bangers. And the last couple days, this weekend that I was walking to the gym, it hasn't been the nicest outside in Vancouver. Like today in particular, as I'm recording this, it was pouring rain when I was walking to and from the gym. And normally when it does rain, I do have more of a down mindset, a little bit more negative. I'm kind of depressed in the fact that we just don't have that warm weather, especially when it's windy and it's rainy and there's water everywhere and water, you know, in the back of my legs. It's just so annoying. But I was playing these throwback songs and I didn't actually think about the weather. I was having so much fun listening to these throwback songs that I just didn't care. And I think that's what it's about. I think we need to embrace fall for what it is, because it really isn't going to change ever. Not necessarily, you know, like give or take, it's the same weather every year. We know it's coming and we know that summer has come to an end, but we can have new ideas to embrace another beautiful season, because how incredible is it that we get to live in a world where there are different seasons And you can even start a hobby or goal that you've been putting off for next year, because we don't have to wait till the new year to do something. Why don't you take this moment now? Because fall does bring an energy of new beginnings, because again, like with school or activities start, have your year start now. You have 4 more months until the end of 2025. Why not make the most of that time? And you don't have to wait until the new year to set that goal. Just try it now. Because fall is your chance to redefine your story and almost reinvent yourself this season. Who says that we need to wait to New Year's to set the goals? Start now. Also, I think a really important thing that has been coming up recently for me, just with the podcasts that I listen to and even hanging out with my friends, is that your life amounts to a lot more than what you do on a daily basis for your career. I mean, let's be real, most of us right now, at least in our 20s, the friends that I'm hanging out with, like, we are working individuals, we're trying to hustle, we're trying to start our lives, and I think that's amazing. But because we're in this routine, I think it's easy to get to slip into the fact that our job occupies so much of our time, and it does. Like, naturally, you do spend more time with the people at your work than you do your friends and family, just because you're there a lot more often. If you do work a traditional job that is Monday to Friday, let's say, or just a full 8-hour day, any day of the week. But it's important in any season, but especially in fall with this new beginning, to not let your job title be the most interesting thing about you, because you are far more interesting. You have far more ideas to bring into this world than just what you do as a career, if that makes sense. When it's time to go home from work, go home and do something that speaks to your soul. Explore what speaks to that soul, whether it's joining a class of some sort, whether it's start journaling if you've never journaled before, or rediscover your love for some type of passion that you had. I mean, for me, like, I really want to get into dancing more this year, and this is a great time to start. I mean, I'm still dealing with my sprained ankle, but like, this is a great time to start going into that. Or just like, if you enjoy art, rediscover your love for art, meet new people out in the wild, and make your after work life the highlight of your week. Because we don't want to say every single day or every single week, how's work doing? How's work? What's going on at work? Don't let that be the most interesting thing about you. Do something else so that you can go to your friends on the weekend and have an interesting conversation about something other than your job. And Tinks has another really good episode. I believe it's titled, We Need to Be More Interesting. And that ties into this idea of that we can redefine our story in the fall, and we can start now and choose things to add into our life when we have time that just amplify who we are, what speaks to our mind, body, and soul, what puts a fire under us to ignite some type of spark within us, if that makes sense. And I think the biggest idea to take away is that fall is what you make it, ultimately. And so if you choose to view it as a slow slide into winter, then so be it. But you can also choose to see it as a beautiful, bold opportunity to live fully, to say yes to more things, to say yes often when you want to, and embrace the joy wherever it shows up, no matter what the weather is outside or no matter the circumstances of your current situation. And we really don't need to have summer to have fun. We just don't need it. You need the intention to enjoy your life right now as it is in whatever season you're in. And that is a choice that you can make every single day for yourself. I'm really excited for this fall. I do have a different frame of mind, and I do feel me personally very renewed, very refreshed. You know, I started in the fall of moving into this new place, and I'm building a little home for myself, and I'm also choosing to put my ideas into different avenues in my life where I do want to grow, where I do want to flourish. And fall is just such a beautiful, warm season. It reminds me of warmth because of the reds, the oranges, the yellows, the beautiful sunsets that we have when the leaves are on the ground, the different colors. It is so warm, and I feel like just like Thanksgiving itself, again, breeds warmth because you're with friends and family. And there's just so many amazing things about fall that I feel like we neglect because we're so sad for summer to end, because it's almost like back to reality. But this is our reality, and we get to choose every single day how we live our life. And I want you to just have so much fun. And I feel like we can easily shift it. We are the only ones standing in our own way of doing that. And so I really want you to make the most of fall. I'm going to do my best to make the most of fall no matter what the weather is. And I'm looking forward to spending time with family for Thanksgiving. And then my best friend Nat is flying in October, and I hope that Laura can join her as well. That would be a great reuniting moment. But that's just, that is happening in fall, and I just can't wait for it. And so many other things can flourish in fall. And I just want us to say yes to more things. I want us to live more interesting lives, and we can absolutely make that happen if we really put our minds to it. And so as this was a shorter episode, you guys, I really appreciate you tuning in. I can't wait to let you know in future episodes how I'm making the most of fall. And I can't wait to hear about what you're doing to make the most of your fall, because I want you to be inspired. I hope something in this episode inspired you to embrace it a little bit more and soak up what this season has to offer, because it does have a lot to offer as well. And I just appreciate you so much. I love you. I can't wait to connect in our next episode next Monday. I hope that your week is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. And I'm sending that beautiful energy to you as always. So I hope that you feel it. And let me know what fun fall activity, if you want to DM me, what you've been up to. And I can't wait to hear it and connect with you. Okay, guys, I'll talk to you super soon. Bye.